Hey, we're Sean Murphy here with Ari Halberstadt. We're talking about Noam Wasserman's The Founder's Dilemma and Ari's new startup, Cattly. Ari, you want to take a minute to introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit more about Cattly.
Hey, Cattly is a startup that will help people improve their use of energy, basically reduce the use of polluting energy in existing buildings and save people money at the same time. And I'm looking at residential customers and potentially small commercial markets. So these are markets that are somewhat underserved, but they're quite large. There's a large number of buildings, and they tend to use energy quite inefficiently. Savings can be quite significant cost effectively, but there are a lot of barriers to getting that done, and I aim to streamline that process for those customers.
Wow. And we've been talking about Noam Wasserman's The Founder's Dilemma. I was going to read a little bit from a short passage on page 331 that I thought captured the essence of the entrepreneurial journey. He says, "The path from founding to success is a long and winding one, with dilemma after dilemma forcing founders to make decision after decision, all with the important and sometimes surprising short-term and long-term consequences." He elaborates on that a few pages later and says, "At each fork in the road, the decision that maximizes value tends to threaten the founder's control and vice versa. There is an inherent conflict between maintaining control and building value in high-potential startups because the latter requires value-added players who demand more control." And at this point, you're actually looking for co-founders to help you bring Cattly to its full potential. Is that fair?
Yes, that's right.
You want to talk a little bit about kind of maybe what you've accomplished so far and what the next milestone is you're aiming for and where you're looking for help?
Okay. Well, I've looked at the market and come up with some approaches that I think could help consumers and streamline this process as well as unlock some potential investment opportunities. And I really need to turn that into a testable product, something that is basically a minimally viable product, as well as find some customers to start using that. So I'm really in that transition from idea phase to actually having a product out there. And that's basically where I am right now, and I need people to work with me on that process.
And what, when you look at this market, I mean, the clean tech energy saving market's been around for a while, so I think that there's a general proof of need. What led you to focus in particular on residential and small business?
So those are very large markets. They actually, the residential one is the largest, particularly the single family homeowner. We actually have a person that owns that property and could make decisions. But it's quite heterogeneous. There's a lot of people out there, and it's kind of neglected. There are large companies that can come in and help a university or a hospital set up their energy efficiency, but not so much for homeowners to make it simpler for them to access those resources. So it's a very large market with a lot of potential savings. And then the small commercial is a smaller market. It's still a large number of buildings in the commercial sector, but it also has similar needs where there are kind of a smaller individual project, and it faces challenges, I think, in getting services and energy efficiency implemented. And they actually tend to be, some of the smaller businesses tend to be quite energy intensive.
As you think about how your first offering is going to be both minimal but somehow differentiated from what's out there, what do you see as the key difference or the two or three key differences between what you would offer and what's already available to the homeowner or the small business owner?
Okay. So first of all, it would be simpler, that the homeowner would not need to spend a lot of time trying to figure out some attributes of their property. It would also be not require too much hands-on up front from contractors, say. So people could actually, the service would actually find out in advance or predict in advance what the energy savings could be for a property, and that would help save time and streamline the process. And then also we lead people through the entire process. Right now, it's somewhat fragmented. If people try to upgrade, even in states that are fairly leading in this matter, it tends to be a fragmented process. It's cumbersome and confusing. I've spoken to people who just give up. It's too hard for them to go through this. They don't know the benefits, and it's too much of a hassle. And then securing the connecting with the resources, the people, the products and the services that can help people execute these things. There's contractors, there's finance, and as well as there's incentives that can be hard for people to actually get sometimes. It's so fragmented.
So when you think about the team you're trying to build, we talked earlier, and you felt that your top three strengths were technical software development, an understanding of the science, and an ability to look at the problem as a system. Do you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
So I have a background as a software engineer. I've worked in that field, and that helped me see the utility and how software can actually analyze the information. A lot of this problem is an information problem. It's people don't have the information. It's necessary to analyze the opportunities available. There's actually tools out there, but they're cumbersome to use. I can look at these things. I can just say, oh, we need to put these things together. And software is a way to do that. And then I have a background as a scientist, and that gives me some understanding of scientific processes and thinking. And in terms of the systems, I look at the problem as interconnected components, not just one small element that often people might try to address, but it's actually a system that can be addressed more holistically. And by doing that, you actually unlock a lot of additional opportunities.
So in terms of the full product roadmap, that comes into play even more. You're looking both for an insertion point and then a way to build out a much richer system beyond that.
Yes, I'm looking to actually interact with the entire system of home or building performance. And there are existing systems out there, but I want to connect them more efficiently. And one of those would be contractors, and another is the finance, which actually would have an opportunity for investment in these kinds of efficiency gains, which currently it's hard for them to access.
So that's kind of the strength theory. When you look at all the other skills or key skills that are going to be required to build a successful first product, take it to market, and close some business, what are the key skills you're looking for in one or more co-founders to help you get there?
So I need someone with sales experience, how to develop the sales and products. Somebody more generally with business, and especially somebody with experience in the business and the energy efficiency and energy field would be very helpful, since that's an area I think I'm a little less experienced in. And they would understand that those aspects of the business better, perhaps, and bring in really to sell the product and develop the markets.
So you're looking for folks that have kind of an energy experience or have some contact with understanding how that works, the ability to do kind of more detailed financial analysis that might be applicable to either a homeowner or a small business, and then sales and marketing strength to help you actually go to market and close business.
Yes, those would be key skills that would be necessary to help the business. And I've tried to approach the problem from, rather than building prototype software straight out, but actually analyzing the market, getting a better understanding of it, and looking at what existing tools I can start using to build an initial product offering or maybe even a service.
So is that more of what they call a concierge or Wizard of Oz model, where you take existing tools and kind of knit them together?
Yes, that's actually something I'm exploring at the moment, to see how I can leverage some of the existing tools. There are actually many tools out there for instance, building performance analysis, but they tend to be building by building solutions that are very time-consuming for people to work with. And I'm exploring whether there are ways to work with the underlying engines, for instance, to make that more efficient and streamlined.
Are there any key values you're looking for in terms of recruiting a team? When you think about shared values or values you're looking for, what would you say would be one or two key things you would look for in a partner or co-founder?
One thing is I'm very dedicated to dealing with wasteful energy use that's leading to climate change. So somebody who shares that kind of a vision would be important to understand that that's a key element that's driving this my interest in this business and what the focus should remain. I think
at the Bootstrappers Breakfast, we talk about people that are looking for missionaries and people that are looking for mercenaries. And so one of the high-order bits for Cataly is you're actually trying to have an impact on the global warming problem.
Exactly.
You're looking for missionaries.
Yes, and I think that these markets are big enough that we could actually have an impact on a scale. And I think an ability to work, I'm not sure about a second one exactly. I think it depends on the interaction with that person, what they bring to it, and how that develops.
Okay. Well, this has been very interesting. Any final remarks you would like to make?
No, I think that's my main points, I think, actually.